Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. There's a lot of stories in the news at the moment about heat.
Certainly is.
And it's quite serious. But can I tell you a story from over the weekend about heat that is less serious and actually could be opportunistic?
A more fun global warming story.
Yes. So at a picnic I was at over the weekend, you'll find out during this episode about the venue of said picnic, a pot of mini chocolate rolls had been brought along, you know, by these pots from supermarkets.
Love those pots.
Chocolate rolls, shortbreads, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
This was a pot of mini chocolate rolls, but obviously it's very hot and they'd all melted and congealed into one giant pot of chocolate rolls.
Oh no, what a waste having to chuck them out.
No. That's the thing. Because you, of course, you can't now eat them in their normal style of just picking them up with your fingers and having a mini chocolate roll.
Yeah.
But what you could do was get a fork and go into said tub and just eat as if it was a bucket dessert of chocolate rolls. But it was amazing.
Who are you sharing with this, though? Because I worry about the double dip type scenario. Are other people at it here, putting their forks and spoons into the pot of chocolate?
Two other couples.
Oh, my word. I guess it's a little prelude of what's to come. we'll listen to the show. I've got another thing to tell you, okay, to ask you about this. We'll do it after. Here's the show.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
There is a brand new week, but we do need to talk about what's happened for the pair of us over the weekend. Richie and I have both done something completely different over the weekend. We've had unusual activities over the weekend. On my side of things, I went kayaking with a group of friends at Simmons Yacht, which I don't know what county it's in. I think it's in Herefordshire. I'm not too sure. I got lost getting there.
But it was not sound like you.
Not me. I can imagine that. And I accidentally called our boss, Paul, at 11 o'clock at night because they closed the A40.
How was he going to help me with that?
I don't know. I think he was asking himself the same question. I shouted out to call someone else and Siri messed up. But anyway, two of us in each kayak, just us and the river. Incredible piece. We even saw a kingfisher.
Oh, really?
Which is absolutely beautiful. So I feel like I could go back to the river at some point. It's changed my mind about that.
Now,
stuff.
So this trying of the new thing has made you sound like you're this great big daredevil adventure person.
Or just a hillbilly.
Exactly. I tried polo for the weekend.
Now there's a curveball.
It's going to make me sound like I'm something out of Jilly Cooper's Rivals. But that's not the case. No, I went to a polo match yesterday afternoon.
That is completely out of left field, isn't
it? Yeah. Big field as well.
Did you know what was going on?
No.
It looks quite chaotic.
No. There was a scoreboard. I think it was played in four quarters, 7 minutes a quarter.
So did you meet David Cameron there or did you pick him up afterwards?
It was great fun.
Was it?
There was a David there, ex-footballer David Bentley.
Oh, God, I remember him, yeah.
Yeah. Scored a long-range goal against Arsenal, so I didn't say hello.
He did a lot of quite funny social media stuff during the World Cup.
Yes, he was doing a lot of social media stuff yesterday, it turned out, as well.
So, and then red cords, you take them with you and get changed when you get to the polo, is that what it was?
There was a lot of Birkenstocks around.
Oh, I bet there was. So would you go again? How do you feel post-polo?
I was there for 5 hours. I think I saw about 20 minutes of polo.
Okay.
I'd go again. It's a very social sport.
Essentially just Pims in a field.
It really is, yeah.
But it's good that we're trying new stuff, right?
We are indeed, yes.
So look, tell us, what have you done recently that's completely new and completely different for you? We want to hear about it. Gavin Owen has been on. He says he tried, and I don't know what this thing is, a UTE? It sounds like an infection. a UT latte for the first time. It looks like a pint of milk, but with purple stuff in the top of it. Doesn't look like a coffee at all.
Doesn't look like one I want to try either.
Might swerve that, Gavin, mate. Thank you very much.
This one here says, I made sushi at home for the first time.
That sounds amazing.
It sounds amazing, yes.
50-50.
This text says, I tried speed dating for the first time.
Ooh, I'm always hugely in awe of people who can put themselves out there like that. I couldn't do that in a million years.
No,
plus, Katie
neither.
Would be annoyed by it.
it's got inherent issues for both of us.
Yes, but even back towards, you know, in the singledom days, I don't think I could have done it. I'm too scared.
In the wilderness period.
The wilderness years. We'll write a book about that at some point.
Yes.
Yes.
What have you tried that is new, please? Julia, what have you been up to?
We went to a country music festival.
Brilliant.
And we attempted line dancing.
Wow, so who's we, by the way?
Me and my elder sister.
Oh, brilliant. So, and who did you go and see?
It was a little local country festival, and my sister and I, we like rock music, and we decided to give country music a try because we've never done it before. And it was a local music festival in Guildford, and we had an absolute blast.
Yay!
The country music scene is great fun. Can I ask, however, how did the line dancing go?
Oh, horrible! We went in the wrong direction, we twisted the wrong way, we couldn't follow the instructions, it was too fast, it was just horrific.
It's brilliant, a good workout though, enjoying some music that you love, and then a bit of a workout as well, gets the calories burned.
Yeah, and in 30-degree heat.
Lovely, what a combination.
A delicate question, finally, Julia. Were you... had you been drinking any moonshine, and do you think that may well have impaired your line dancing?
None at all.
Interesting.
Pure water all day. You couldn't drink in that heat. It was just too much.
I find that I line dance better when drunk.
I think there are an awful lot of people there who did line dance very well drunk, I have to say.
Well, listen, we commend you for trying a new experience. Well done.
Life's too short, isn't it?
Certainly is. Carl says, I've bought some paints for some Airfix models. I've not built one in over 45 years.
Oh, I think I'd really enjoy that still.
It was so calming.
Yeah.
And you could tell your friends you've just been doing a bit of modelling.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be a lie.
And it would not be a lie.
Julian went river rafting for the first time.
Did he
to yourself. River rafting for the first time on the River Derwent in Derbyshire. He says the water levels were quite low, so my arms very sore as there was a lot of paddling.
Do you know what? It was really low at Simmons, yeah. And there's a couple of times I had to free us from the rocks by putting my hands into the water.
I'd have to say that sounds like you're a hero.
Thank you. It was low level odyssey. Alan says, hi guys, I've been trying to reverse my type 2 diabetes. So he's taken up power walking. I've slowly built up my daily distance. This morning I did 6 miles in 1 hour, 24 minutes. It's costing me a fortune in audiobooks. Alan, that's amazing work, man. We're proud of you.
That's quite some pace as well. 6 miles in an hour and 20.
I have to get him to deliver stuff for us.
Good on you, Alan.
Well done, Alan.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
So, for the Britpop summer, we have been... Well, we've taken on quite a task.
To say the least.
But I think it looks like this is one that hopefully we can pull off. What we want to do is do better than what we did last summer. Do you remember when we were in Cardiff for that beginning of the Oasis reunion tour and we got a male voice choir to... take their inspiration of Oasis's What's the Story, More in Glory. It was amazing.
Yes.
So, classical music is what we want to do to Britpop this time round. And we have found a fantastic violinist, Julia, who's got in touch with the show and said on Friday that she was going to help us out.
She's kind of saved our bacon because at one point we were trying to write the music ourselves and thinking, this is not going to work.
No, and you would have heard how that went down on last week's show. Julia has been in touch with a voice note over the weekend.
Hey, Bush and Richie, it's Julia, violinista. I just wanted to confirm that I do have a quartet lined up for you, so we're very excited. I have myself on violin, and then I have Stephanie Cavey on violin, Natalie Cavey on viola, and Isabella Dembinska. So we are all ready and set to go. So what I really need from you two is if you could give me a list of the songs that you'd like us to prepare, and then we'll get started and get some practice in before the big day. And could I just check if there will be some food provided for us between takes? Because, you know, we just need to keep our energy levels up, so that'd be great. Aside from all those little bits, then that's it from us. I'm really excited and look forward to seeing you.
There you go. That's a message from lovely Julia. Excited to see her later on in the week and see how this pans out. Two action points then from her voice note. Right?
Action points are never good things.
This is the red flags.
Yeah.
First of all, food. How do you feast? Feed a quartet. Maybe we'll deal with that on tomorrow's show.
I love the fact that you picked up on food first. She did say that the quartet need to nail which songs,
yes,
so that it can be practiced.
Well, that's the other thing. We need to decide on these songs. So I think we're going to pick 5 songs.
Yeah.
But should we do a a little list of three each during, like, the next couple of minutes, compare notes and go from there?
Yes, that sounds like the best idea. And then we can tackle food.
We'll do food tomorrow. I think imminently we need to get back to Julia with the songs. Just write that one down there. Just need to make a note on that one. It's home time on a Monday evening. It's quite quiet in here because we're concentrating, because Richie and I, as we speak, are both writing down a little list of three songs each that we want Julia and our Britpop quartet to perform in a classical music style on Wednesday night's classical music gig that we're doing.
I've been doing the maths on this as well, because if we're doing three songs each,
yep,
but like maybe get like five songs out of it, one of us then is going to get all three pushed through Congress. And one of us will have a song that misses out.
One's going to have beef, an axe to grind. Yeah. Well, it's who's got the best ones written down.
Isn't it just? Three songs each.
Right.
Which means we'll come up with six, and then one of those has got to be scrubbed for the five.
So Julia, who is the leader of the quartet for us, has said we have to decide and send her the songs today.
Which is a fair request, I'd say.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go first.
Okay, first song I would put forward is Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve.
Okay, cool. That's good.
Put that one in.
I see your verve, and I raise you Poles Common People.
It's a good song. I think it will lend itself well to classical music.
Okay,
it's going on the list. I see your common people, and I will raise you by the Manic Street Preachers, Designed for Life.
I can hear that.
It'll be beautiful.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's going on the list.
I see your design for life, and I raise it with a Britpop classic. You can't not have any Blur, so Country House.
Ah, yeah, that's a good point. We haven't got any Blur on there so far. I'm a massive Blur fan. I'm putting that one for you. Sounds good. Then, we haven't got any Oasis on here so far, so I raise you with Oasis Master Plan, which will sound gorgeous, I imagine. It would sound gorgeous.
Big.
So we're at five now, right?
Yeah.
So you've got one more pick left.
I have, yeah. I see your Master Plan, and I raise it with Ocean Colour Scene, The Day We Caught the Train.
Sorry, I'm stopping the music. Absolutely not. Just absolutely not.
The way that's gone, even I can see it doesn't quite compare, does it?
I don't mind Ocean Colour Scene, but when that song starts, it's like a bit of air going out of an airbed. You don't want to put Julia and our Britpop quartet through that.
So are we saying then, Verve Bittersweet Symphony, Oasis Master Plan, Design for Life Manic Street Preachers, Blur's Country House, Pulp Common People, that's the five.
Yes.
And if Julia doesn't like any of those, First Reserve, Ocean Colour Scene, The Day We Caught the Train.
Yeah, put that in brackets. That's okay. Depending on how the gig's going.
All right, then.
Right, we'll have to send her a voice note.
Lovely.
Sorted.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Very, very irritating start to my day today. I came downstairs and discovered that the dog has eaten my glasses.
Again.
Again.
So, like, are they complete? Because you only got them recently, didn't you?
Yes, you're quite right. 2 months ago.
And are they, like, the whole thing beyond help?
They are.
Salvation?
Irretrievable would be the politest way of putting it. Came downstairs, see them lying on the patio outside, I'm thinking, what are they doing out there? Go out there, at the worst, thinking they're probably scratched.
Yeah.
But no. He's popped the lenses out. He's crunched the lenses. He's not swallowed any of them, because you could put it together as a jigsaw puzzle, but that ain't going to help your eyesight.
So he's just spat them back out again.
Yes, he's crunched away and thought, right, I've had enough of that. Spat it all out. The frames look like Jack Duckworth. They are irretrievable. This is the second pair of glasses. They're not sunglasses. Second pair of glasses. My prescription glasses in 2 months. You don't take out insurance on glasses because no one expects dogs to eat them.
Do you know what? There was a period of time where I was interested in the idea of getting a dog.
Oh, you can have one for free.
Well, you having a dog has put me off having a dog. So you've saved some long-term pain. I appreciate it.
The irony is, I then took him out for a 50-minute walk because I love him.
Yeah.
Like, this is unsustainable. He can't keep on eating glasses because my love will end eventually.
But you might end up having to have those glasses that you get on racks in 24-hour, like, garages and stuff. My friend Kester's got some of them. I think you get to a certain point where you can just buy glasses straight off the shelf. You don't even have to have a prescription.
I think I might have subscription prescription glasses soon.
That's what you'd have to do.
Like an Amazon reorder. But like, you do sometimes get this in life where you find that you are replacing something way too often. Have you ever had that?
Well, I think if you ever get to the stage where you tell someone that this is your third or fourth or whatever something in so many amount of time, then you know you're in a situation. So for us at the moment, actually, we're going off to the brilliant Big Festival in the Cotswolds pretty soon, Alex James's lovely music festival. And I think we might end up buying our third tent in as many years, because there's this thing, I love camping. We go camping quite a bit, but I can't seem to get it right where you pack the tent away and it doesn't get mouldy.
Oh, right.
Even if a tiny bit of like moisture gets in there, it gets mouldy and then it looks terrible. And Katie's so mortified about how our tent looks with its mould on the roof that we end up buying another one. So we're on our third tent. You're on your third glasses.
Well, at the moment, I don't have any glasses. It's going to wait 10 days for the new ones.
So you've been in the old prescription sunglasses.
The prescription sunglasses are back in my bag. Get ready.
Play us a song on your trombone.
What are you constantly replacing?
Someone here says, do boyfriends count? I like to constantly replace them. They said, do you think there's a demand for a repeat subscription business? That's probably getting into territory we don't want to get involved with.
This text says, we have a dog who I've also lost glasses to. We're also constantly replacing underwear and gym gear because of said dog.
I worry sometimes that dogs are a bit perverts. Let's go to the phones. We've got Owen on the line. Owen, what thing do you keep having to replace?
My socks.
You're constantly replacing your socks. What's going on?
My girlfriend keeps using them and making them absolutely stink.
Oh, my word.
Didn't see that coming.
I did. What's your girlfriend's name?
Layla.
And why does she make them stink? What does she do?
Because her feet absolutely reek.
Her feet reek. How do you feel this is going to affect your relationship, this particular phone call that's going on now?
Well, probably not for the good, but she needs to tell him.
Okay, fair enough. It's got to that stage.
Owen, we'll make sure we can take your number on record so that if there's people that are after relationship advice, they know how to get in touch with you.
It's Owen's revolutionary, just come out and say it on national radio system.
Works really well.
Perfect.
Good luck, Owen.
Thank you very much.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
So there's the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Let's just return to your hot pot of chocolate rolls.
Yeah. Now, look, at the beginning of the episode, you were suggesting that it wasn't best practice for three couples to be sharing one bowl of melted chocolate rolls.
Three couples, one bowl. Can I just say, you might have missed a trick there.
What's that?
What I would love to have seen happen is, it's molten, right? Mm-hmm. I would have liked for you to take it back to the house, stick it in the fridge, and then see what happened if that resealed.
Oh.
Resolidified. You can see where I'm going here. Into one big, unholy, giant chocolate roll.
That's great. And then you would, what would you do? Like carve it? Slice it?
Like, what's that thing that producer Nick likes at Christmas?
Pickleball.
No. It's like a big cake and you slice it.
Oh, panettone. Yes.
It'd be like a crazy panettone.
Look what we've invented. This is great.
This is unbelievable. Another invention on Home Time.